Track 3. This month, the county will once again be transformed into a giant artistic playground as the Norfolk and Norwich Festival returns with a feast of dance, theatre, circus, music and more. There's something for everyone.
Returning once more for 17 epic days across Norfolk this May, the Norfolk and Norwich Festival continues to attract the very best local and international performers, musicians and artists, with a programme spanning the breadth of the arts, from theatre to music, to visual arts, to literature and dance. There's something for everyone to enjoy and even get involved in themselves. To help you sort through the 100-plus shows that are part of the festival this year, we've selected some key highlights that you can't miss, beginning with special concerts. Norfolk and Norwich Festival always finds a way to kick off in style, and 2026 is no different. Bookending the fortnight will be two special events. The opening night, on May the 8th, sees acclaimed folk pop artists Stornoway present one of their two UK concerts for 2026 in the atmospheric surroundings of St Andrew's Hall. Folk artist Alice Boyd will make her Norwich debut as support. On the closing weekend, Senegalese master of the kora, Sekou Keita, on May the 23rd, brings together an electrifying band, especially for the Norfolk and Norwich Festival, for a concert that forms part of his celebratory 30th anniversary tour. And this year, the festival welcomes resident artists, organist James McVinney and musician Maya Youssef, who present a pair of specially curated performances, each mixing classical discipline with modern style, including a memorable performance scored for solo organ and 100 speakers in Norwich Cathedral by McVinney on May the 9th, and an exploration of the meeting point between Middle Eastern and Celtic traditions by Youssef on May the 20th.
Theatrical premieres. This year's edition of the festival offers an impressive breadth of theatrical performances, including a quartet of premier stagings created locally and speaking directly to concerns facing the people of Norfolk today. These include Albatross by Martha Loder, an urgent interrogation of the climate catastrophe from the perspective of a fractured family, touring Norfolk May the 8th to the 21st, Crossing the Line, presented by St George's Theatre Company, touring Norfolk May the 11th to the 20th, an adaptation of T.F. Fisher's acclaimed novel exploring the devastating impact of county lines, Heartwood, from Norwich-based Curious Directives, May 12th to 23rd, a moving contemporary parable that combines the worlds of an ultramarathon runner, arboriculturist and transplant surgeon, and a joyful family-friendly reworking of Wind in the Willows, May the 16th and 17th, that sets the beloved story in the surroundings of Sheringham Hall. In a UK premiere, Irish accordionist Danny O'Mahony, who will also present a solo concert later in the festival, tells his incredible real story in the moving performance Bellow, May 15th and 16th, created with experimental theatre company Broken Talkers, exploring what it truly means to be an artist.
The Welcome Weekend. In its opening weekend on May the 9th and 10th, the festival takes to the streets of Norwich city centre for a set of around a dozen free outdoor shows under the banner of the Welcome Weekend. Audiences will be able to enjoy high-energy hip-hop, a reimagining of Gujarati folk dance, an exploration of female strength and struggle played out on tight wire rigs, and a very special one-to-one performance created especially for audiences with profound and multiple learning disabilities.
Welcome back to the Spiegel Tent. Always a hub of great music and vibes, the Festival Gardens once more plays host to the iconic Spiegel Tent and a series of thrilling live performances. Leading the Spiegel tent programme is a circus spectacular from returning company Circa, which plays from May the 13th to the 24th. An intense spectacle inspired by its title, Wolf. It's a feat of endurance and physicality brought to life by 10 incredibly talented artists and directed by Yaron Lifshitz. Musicians Matthew Herbert and Momoko Gill joined forces in Herbert and Momoko, May 14th, a sonically adventurous live imagining of their new joint album, Clay, while Targ Griffin unleashes the grand Irish pop drama of her alter ego, Sexy Targ, May 16th. A proudly theatrical big band spectacle full of emotion and soaring vocals. Jasmine.4.t, May the 22nd. Recently named one of the BBC Radio 6 Music's Artists of the Year and co-signed by queer pop icons Boy Genius, presents a performance filled with hope, joy and a vision of a more welcoming world for trans people. Cellist Anna Carla Matza, May 21st, creates an entrancing musical journey between the Americas and embodies the bold voice of a new Cuban generation. While closer to home, Norfolk-born Sam Brasher's quartet welcomes acclaimed jazz vocalist Sarah Dowling for soaring renditions of tunes from Kurt Vile to the Great American Songbook, May 13th. The fun of the Spiegel Tent spills out into the festival gardens with the much-loved bandstand, presenting outdoor performances for audiences to enjoy throughout the festival.
All That Jazz. Norwich Jazz Festival, relaunched last year by Norwich Arts Centre, this year forms part of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival programme. This strand of the festival begins with the blazing musical stylings of Ballymire Project on May the 15th, who bring a vibrant new vision of African diasporic music to the Spiegel Tent, and also includes performances by tuba player Theon Cross on May the 16th, Manchester trio Go-Go Penguin, May the 23rd, nine-piece big band Nubian Twist, May the 22nd, the playful collective Neil Carley Trio, May the 21st, and tributes to South African township jazz master Abdullah Ibrahim by the National Youth Jazz Orchestra on May the 19th, and a tribute to the legendary innovator Charles Mingus by Gary Crosby on May the 24th.
Technology and performance combine. Collider have become known for their work that challenges the definition of installation and live performances. And their UK premiere, Requiem, May the 15th to the 17th, continues that mission in style, as five performers work to build and bring to life a giant creature made from metal. A beguiling experience that muses on the fleeting nature of life on this planet. Meanwhile, artists Anne Ting and Ian Gallagher collaborate on a live performance project, Underwater, May the 21st and 22nd, that immerses audiences into the acoustic world of marine life and can be experienced in both in-person and online format. At the Assembly House, artist Tim Spooness teams up with puppeteers Terrapin for Amata Era, May 12th to 14th, a show blending puppetry and animation that imagines a world without people.
City of Literature Weekend. The final weekend of the festival, May the 22nd to 24th, opens the pages on the best and brightest of the literary scene for a weekend packed with enlightening workshops and talks. Leading the weekend, the renowned Harriet Martineau Lecture will be delivered by Dr. Rachel Clark, the NHS palliative care doctor and author who has published four best-selling books. Other speakers at the weekend include Ali Smith, Eke Temelkuran, Georgia Shackleton, Rishi Dastidar, James Canton, Yvette Edwards, and Jared McGuinness. Sunday Times best-selling books, Norfolk and Norwich Festival runs from the 8th to the 24th of May around Norwich and across Norfolk.